Driven by water worries, safety questions, and quality of life concerns, residents in Oklahoma and around the country have pushed for citywide bans on hydraulic fracturing. Some of those efforts have been successful, and on Election Day, more bans were approved in California and Texas. But as State Impact's Joe Wirtz reports for KGOU, fracking bans might end up being more about lawyers than voters.
To remedy water supply problems brought on by drought, the city of Norman put restrictions on outdoor watering and car washing. When some residents learned that an oil and gas driller had received a permit to use drinking water to frack a well, they organized a meeting last May and invited a prominent out-of-state attorney.
Okay, my name is David Slache. I'm going to speak today about using local land use authority to protect health, safety, and community assets from the risks of injection wells and high-volume, slick water hydrofracking.
Slot J and his wife founded the Community Environmental Defense Council, a New York-based group that provides legal advice to those pushing for local fracking bans. More than 170 communities in New York have banned fracking based on their advice.
The law is clear here, the Constitution, the state statute, the Oklahoma Supreme Court, and the Oklahoma Attorney General all agree that you can both prohibit and regulate.
Slot J's argument is based on an interpretation of home rule the authority cities have to enact rules to govern themselves. This includes land use rules and zoning restrictions, the basis for most local fracking bans around the country.
Ordinances are enforceable. They can be challenged. I mean, they can be challenged in court.
Robert Sheets is a land use and natural resources attorney at the Phillips Murrah Law Firm in Oklahoma City.
That's what the cities are going to have to look at, is are they taking a property right from an individual by saying you cannot drill, you cannot frack on this property.
The energy industry has deep roots in Oklahoma, and many of the property laws themselves were written with oil and gas interests in mind. Sheet says the justification for an outright ban would have to be steep and defendable in an Oklahoma court.
But you're probably going to end up with that rational basis test. Is there a rational basis for what they're doing?
Many cities in Oklahoma restrict drilling, but there are no bans on fracking. And while some residents in Norman and Slaughterville have talked about banning fracking, some cities have loosened their oil and gas rules. In 2010, the city of Tulsa lifted its 100-year-old ban on drilling within the city limits. Petroleum geologist Don Burdick, now with Panther Energy Partners, led the ordinance task force.
One thing that I think definitely has changed is the safety and sort of the environmental concerns that the modern oil field implements compared to those early days.
Still, local referendums in other states have banned fracking. The anti-fracking fervor has even spread to Texas, the country's number one producer of crude oil. On Election Day, voters in the city of Denton approved a citywide ban on fracking.
Two lawsuits filed just hours after voters approved it. Fox 4's Phil Alvarado reports the state and the oil and gas industry say the ordinance violates the state's constitution.
The echoes of cheers and celebrations had hardly faded when the lawsuit started flying.
In Oklahoma, any future fracking ban or drilling limitation will likely encounter immediate litigation. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.